Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
maybe it is an age thing. You know, so what are we talking about? Jason and I were just talking about breakfast, and I said that for breakfast I make bread, as you know, and I cut one thin slice, and I toast it. So I have two halves and a scrambled egg, usually blue, sometimes brown, and a little bit of cheddar cheese. And I said that we buy cheddar cheese in large blocks, like they used to be 5 pounds, now they're 3 pounds, the fun size. And we freeze it so that we buy it at the lowest possible cost per unit of measure. And that's breakfast for me. And I was kind of chuckling because Jason and our son, they don't always eat breakfast. Now, I was wondering if it's an age thing. I wonder if it's, you know, that era of young people who don't eat breakfast on a regular basis. I don't know. Maybe it is. Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth. Uh-oh. Did we lose Gwyneth?
Hello?
Yeah.
I can hardly hear anything.
Uh-oh.
All I can hear is really garbled stuff.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Jason, can you reconnect with Gwen? No, not so. Yeah. Jason's going to reconnect with you, Gwyneth. So please stand by for that. So, class, at the farm here, it's been delightful. We're working with our campers, and they seem to be having a blast. And, you know, campers, you would think that campers would just come for a day or two. No. No, they like staying a lot longer than that. They like, and it's really nice. So now we're looking at about a week at a time or more. So it's kind of neat. I get a chance to spend some time with the campers, and I bring them bread. And they like it. So we're up to version 11 of Kathy's recipe. And I've been experimenting. So version 10 was the same recipe. So I'll tell you what it is very quickly. It's three not level cups. I just, you know, I'd like to make a little bit larger loaf than the 1.5 pounds. So it comes out to over 2 pounds. So, yeah. Gwyneth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here now. That sounds a lot better. I couldn't hear you at all before. Just garbled.
Yeah. Mush. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm just fleshing out the recipe. I was telling our class that we've gone up to version 11 of our bread, Kathy's recipe for bread. And the last time we talked about it, it was version 9. Then I went to 10 and 11. So here we are. So it's three rounded cups of bread flour and 3 tablespoons of olive oil or avocado oil. 1 teaspoon of salt, 1.5 teaspoons of yeast, 1 tablespoon of powdered milk, 1/2 cup of potato flakes, and 1/2 cup of oatmeal. And in version 10, I added vanilla. Real vanilla. We had some in the cabinet. I thought, I think I want to try this. And it's vanilla bean soaked in alcohol. So it's an extract, but it's real. So I added about a half a teaspoon. And I added it once the dough started forming, because I didn't want to kill the yeast with the alcohol. And then that was version 10. It was absolutely spectacular. Then version 11 is the same thing, except take out the vanilla and add pancake syrup, about 2 tablespoons. I had it in the cupboard, and I thought, you know what? I want to know. And that's interesting as well. So 9, 10, or 11, just fine. The campers love it. They love it. And when Mrs. Finelli talks to the campers, she says, you know, it's not consistent. Vincent does not consistently make it because he changes the recipe, you know, frequently. So that's the recipe for Kathy's bread, and it is truly outstanding. So I just wanted to share that with the class. So Gwyneth, what's new in Australia that you'd like to share with the class?
Oh my gosh, we're heading into bushfire season here in this country. What's natural and what's human enhanced, I don't know. But we are a country that's prone to bushfires anyway. So it's just, stupid people. Oh, by the way, on the topic of fire, you were saying, I think it was yesterday or could have been Monday, about what to do if there's a chimney fire.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to shut down the oxygen.
I will tell you my drill for if there is a chimney fire, because I've had to deal with them from time to time, and I haven't burnt the house down. So what I do is I always make sure that there is a pot of water about the stove, preferably on the stove, usually for a cup of tea. So I'm talking like a tea kettle. And if it starts to go chimney fire, I dump the tea kettle onto the coals, and that doesn't totally put the fire out, but it cools it down enough to where the chimney fire goes out. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. Do you have a cast iron stove?
Yes.
Okay. So do you have a steel box underneath the grates for the coals? Like an ashtray?
No. The it's just a steel box. It doesn't have an ashtray. You just got to shovel the ashes out every now and again.
Well, I guess that if the water is relatively warm, and if the if there's a bed of ash to soak up the warm water, I guess that would work fairly well. Of course, there's a risk if you use cold water on a cast iron stove. You crack the stove.
The water. But by the time the fire would be hot enough to start a chimney fire, the kettle's pretty well boiled.
Right. And cold water on a hot cast iron stove will crack it. It's almost
cold
certainty.
Cold water on a hot cast iron stove will crack it. But This is not cold water. This is tea kettle hot water.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's working for you.
Yeah,
right.
I thought I'd better clarify that. But you're absolutely right. And there's usually at least some inches of thickness of ash on the bed as well.
Yeah, that's why it's working for you. So, class, here's another thought. While you're thinking about chimney fires and they are terrifying. I mean, they are literally terrifying, because if you have a masonry chimney with a terracotta flue, or a brick chimney without a terracotta flue, or a brick chimney with a terracotta flue, The heat is so great, and it's so it rises so quickly that it can crack the flue pipe, it can crack the chimney, and I'm not exaggerating. So you want to get it out immediately, and this thing will sound like a jet engine, and it is. It's like a blowtorch. It's a massive, massive blowtorch within the chimney. It has a roar to it. So the number one thing that, if you can, shut off the air supply. So here's a thought. There are chimney dampers, and a lot of people in the United States and all over the world have dampers to regulate the airflow going up the chimney. So the idea is, in the wintertime, if you're not using the fireplace, if you have a fireplace, for a fire, you want to close that darn chimney damper so that it's inside the chimney. It's at the low point just above where the flame is. And the idea is it's usually cast iron, and you can adjust how much air goes up and out the chimney. Too much air going up and out the chimney, you waste heat, you waste fuel. So if you're not using it, you close it off. And some of the chimneys have a really silly design. They literally have a hook with a hole in it that you put a rod through, and you adjust the chimney damper, the cast iron damper, from within. You actually reach into the fire opening of a fireplace to open or close this. It's silly. The best kind is a screw type, and you'll see a screw type handle on the front of the fireplace just above the where the flame is, and you turn it clockwise or counterclockwise to adjust the opening. If you have a chimney fire and you have one of those, you want to close off the air as quickly as possible if it's in a fireplace. If it's in a cast iron type stove, first thing to do, I think, if you have a stove that is inset into a fireplace, close off the air. Close off the air as quickly as you can, and then it will die down. And you want to do whatever you can to close off the air supply. That's the easiest way if you have a fireplace. If you have a stove in the kitchen, well, as Gwyneth is talking about, closing off the air supply works. And usually there's a shutter. A shutter, kind of an opening that you can regulate how much air gets into the stove, and you want to close that off as quickly as possible as well. Gwyneth, your thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's true. And what I learned when I was a teenager, because my dad was a locomotive engineer by training, and when he was old, he used to build steam engines, and their protocol was any problem with the boiler, the first thing you do is they actually have a pin on a locomotive. Now, I'm not recommending that people do this. I'm just saying that in the old time, this is what they used to do if there was a boiler problem. Okay, because if there's a problem with the boiler, especially with the safety valve on a locomotive, that boiler can explode. The first thing you need to do is lose the fire. And with a locomotive, like I said, I'm not recommending people do this, but they'd have a pin that they'd pull, and it would release the ashtray, and it would actually drop the fire onto the track.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay. In a house, we don't have those. We don't have those.
Do you
we'll be right back.
Your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, we're talking about chimney fires, and they are extremely serious. So, you need three things to have a fire. This is what the Boy Scouts are taught, and it's absolutely correct. And probably the Girl Scouts as well. And that is, you need heat, and you need oxygen, and you need fuel. So if you remove any one of those three things, you will not have a fire. So that's why, and we say oxygen, a fire needs oxygen. But it gets it from the air surrounding the fire. So a blowtorch, if it's just a propane torch, it uses the air outside the gas to mix with the gas to have a flame. So if you remove any of those three things, air, heat, or fuel, the fire will go out. And that's why I mentioned removing the air from the equation. Now, we have a cast iron wood stove, a kitchen stove. It belonged to my grandparents. And so it's from the late 1800s, early 1900s. It's old. And I wanted to keep it in the family. So it's here. We moved it from the East Coast to here. And this cast iron wood stove has four eyes, if you will, and has a handle to remove the cast iron eyes. One for each pot. It has a cast iron heat exchanger, so if you had water, you could heat the water for domestic uses. like putting it in a bathtub or washing, but domestic uses. And it's wood and coal powered. But this whole thing gets hot. And it has an oven. This whole thing gets really, really hot. And you could easily burn a house down with it. You know, if you didn't know what you're doing and the fire got out of control, because the whole stove, the whole cabinet is all cast iron. The door, the legs, the top, everything is cast iron. And it all gets hot. So hot you can't touch it. And that's why they used to have this saying, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Because you weren't just cooking the food, you were cooking the kitchen as well. So it was darn dangerous to have a cast iron stove in the kitchen on a wood floor. But that's what people did. Everywhere. So, hey, Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah, and if you have one and you're using it all the time, it's not that dangerous. But you've got to be aware of what you're doing. So you can't just, you can't be so lackadaisical about it. You can't be lackadaisical about any heating source, actually, because any heating source can burn your house down. There's been people burnt their houses down, you know, with the little fan-type heaters? Has burnt their houses down with those because they've kicked a blanket over the top of them, for instance, and the blanket catches on the electrical coil. You know, and people think, oh, that's safe, that's quite all right, you know. That's just an electric fan heater, you know. It's got no exposed element. It's got no exposed element, but it's got an element inside it. And that element still gets hot. So heaters of any kind, you need to be paying attention when you use them. And if it's a cast iron stove or if it's a Franklin type stove, they're usually quite safe if you shut the door and walk away from them. They're not going to catch on fire. They're going to burn by themselves with their own fuel source that you've left in them for however long you need to do that. But, you know, if you're going to walk away from them, then don't leave the door open. That's a simple rule of thumb. If you're going to walk away from them, you make sure that, just as a matter of course, you shut the fire door on the way past.
So, right. And pay attention.
When you're around it, you pay attention.
Right.
If you're going to have the fire door open, you open the fire door up, but you make sure that you pay attention to what's going on in the firebox. But usually if the fire is shut up in the stove with the fire door shut, normally nothing's going to happen. And it will.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. An illegal immigrant from Peru has been charged with murder after being arrested by police in Texas. Maverick County Sheriff's Office confirmed that 64-year-old Roberto Emilio Vasquez Santa Maria was arrested in connection to a homicide that happened Monday in Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers say Vasquez Santa Maria crossed illegally into Texas in May and was released into the United States with a court date of 2025. Zero information is being released about the person he's to have allegedly murdered. Ford Motor Company narrowly avoided a dual labor strike in the United States and Canada, with automaker and the Canadian union, Unifor, announcing a tentative deal last night. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Watch it. There's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why don't you take God,
take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yes, we've had hot water heaters for about 100 years. And some of them are gas, natural gas fired, some of the original ones. And what would happen is the pressure would build up and build up, and you know, the pressures would be so great that the tank would explode. Hot water would go everywhere. Other times, the pressure would be so great that the bottom would blow out of the tank. And the tank would launch vertically, up. And a lot of these tanks were in a basement. And the tank would launch through the floor. It's absolutely true. So to prevent that, a device was invented, and it's called a temperature and pressure release valve, commonly called a T&P, T as in temperature, P as in pressure valve. And it's screwed into the side of a hot water tank, whether it's an electric hot water heater or a propane or fuel oil fired or natural gas. They're all required to have a T and P valve. And you see them on the side of the tank near the top. And there's typically a tube, it can be copper or plastic, that comes down from the valve. It's usually a brass valve. And it goes right just about to floor level. The idea is that if there is an overpressure or over-temperature condition, the pressure would be released through this valve and blow toward the bottom or toward the floor. And the likelihood of burning somebody would be reduced. So this has always been a problem with steam engines exploding. And that's why steam engines have a pressure release valve, so that that whole tank of boiling water doesn't blow up. And it's entirely possible that it could. So when you're going down this path of preparedness, you're going to learn more and more about a lot of dangerous things. It's just one of them. One of them. And another dangerous thing is just a plain old electric stove. How many people have you heard of who have left the pot on the stove and it set the kitchen on fire? It happens. So you don't need a flame to burn your house down. As Gwyneth was saying, with a plug-in portable electric heater, that red-hot element, that nichrome wire, nickel-chromium wire, is so resistive that as electricity tries to flow through it, it glows red. And then a fan usually blows across that and cools it down and moves the heat from the element into the air. Or it doesn't have one of those and just uses the radiant type of heat, movement of heat to heat up the air. The bottom line is there are a lot of devices that are dangerous in our houses, and that's why we have circuit breakers. That's why we have, previous to that, fuses. And that's why a lot of devices are either, I'm talking about devices you plug in, or there are circuit breakers or fuses built in. But even those radiant type heaters that glow red, originally, they didn't come with a tip-over shutoff. So if someone knocked the cord and that heater went face first into a carpet, it could set the carpeting on fire and burn the house down. So the newer ones have preventive-type circuitry to shut the electricity off should that happen. But you really need to be careful. Animals don't know. They don't know that tipping that thing over can burn the house down. You know, dogs. So that's where mini-max regret comes in. What's your maximum regret, and how do you minimize it? So if you're looking at that heater, and you think, boy, I sure would hate for that thing to tip over and set the carpeting on fire, or the curtains, or the house after the carpeting and curtains, then do something to prevent that. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, actually, this has been happening for hundreds of years. And, you know, even before there were fireboxes, people were burning their houses down with logs rolling out of their fireplaces. That was a thing that happened hundreds of years ago. And if you've got an open fireplace, you still need to make sure that doesn't happen. You know, and but yeah, it's something where if you're paying attention, fire is a wonderful servant, but it's a servant that has to be treated with the greatest of respect. And when I was homeless with my two sons and my dog, traveling across the center of Australia through the Australian outback, I lit hundreds, or maybe not hundreds, but dozens and dozens each night. I lit a campfire, and that's how I cooked, made a cup of tea, kept warm, you know, kept things like dingoes at bay, and because they were out there. And, you know, they have been known to predate on humans. But none of them ever went out of control. And if you're in the situation where you need to make a campfire out in the wilderness somewhere, what you need to do is you need to clear 3 feet from the edge, from each edge, at least 3 to 5 feet of all scrub down to bare dirt around from the edge of the fireplace that you're constructing. So clear off all scrub, all grass, all leaves, all fallen matter, everything for, I would say, 3 to 5 feet, depending on the size of the fire, around the from the edge of the central fire pit area. And it's probably best if you have a spade, which you should have a spade, if you're camping out in the bush, to dig a fire pit. That's dig a clod of dirt out, maybe 18 inches by 18 inches. There should be no need to dig it bigger than 18 inches by 18 inches. And you don't want to make a massive, massive, massive log fire. You can get one log to put on it to burn all night if you need to, like, for instance, to keep bears and wolves and that sort of thing away if you need to. But for most cooking purposes, stick wood is absolutely fine. It's easier to deal with. It heats up more quickly. And, you know, there's really, unless, like I say, you need to keep wolves and bears and that sort of thing away, then there's really no need for a log fire, except for the bonhomie of it is the other reason why you want log fire. And bonhomie is fun, but really, for most purposes, campfire purposes, stick wood, that is, sticks up to maybe 1 or 1.5 inches round at the most, is fine. It's less work. And, you know, you can do most things that you need to do. But like I say, clear a 5-foot radius outside of your fire pit. Clear a 5-foot radius all the way around. Dig a fire pit 18 inches by 18 inches in the middle of your, you know, campfire area. Put the soil away to one side and the clods. So you dig the clods of earth up and you lay them to one side. And then when you finish your camping area, what you do is you put the earth back in the hole and you put the clods back on top in the morning when you have put the fire out by tipping water on or sand onto it. Those are the best ways. So you can actually save the sand that you've dug out of the hole in a pile, and that's a very effective way of putting out a fire. Is you dump sand on top of it, and that removes the oxygen which will put out the fire. And that's, I mean, you probably learned all of this, Vincent, when you were in Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know,
this is how you make a campfire site. And if you don't, if the earth is too hard to dig, Well, there's going to be rocks there, if it's that sort of country. And you, so instead you clear your, you know, your radius around the fireplace, and you make a circle of rocks, and you build the fire, and you make the circle of rocks so that it has a maximum diameter of 18 inches, and then you build your fire inside that circle of rocks. And your fire will not get out of control if you do it this way. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And, you know, Gwyneth, as you're describing this, I was thinking about our campground. And we have 26 campsites, class, and the idea was we wanted to have a fire pit of some kind at each campsite. And my son and I looked on the internet, we looked at all kinds of designs for fire pits and for campfires, and we went to big box stores and we looked at their selection, you know, large selections of different styles of fire pits. And they come from Asia, China. And I didn't see a single one, not one, that I thought had the features that we wanted. Now, what are the features? Well, it needed to be durable. And typically the Asian fireplaces, or, I'm sorry, fire pits that you'd use for camping and sitting around, you know, with and watching the fire outside, they were recycled steel. They were thin. And once the paint burns off them with the very first fire that you have in it, they're going to rust. And they're disposable. So they won't last very long. Next thing we wanted was one that was extinguishable. So if there's a fire, you could put it out quickly. We wanted one that had ease of maintenance. And we wanted one that would not let the fire get out of control. So we made our own. And we made them out of heavy steel drums, or barrels, if you will. Roughly 20 inches in diameter, 22 inches tall. So these are way taller than a typical Chinese fire pit. And the reason for that is not everybody knows how to make a campfire, as Gwyneth was explaining. So what we wanted to have was a fire pit that would not let so much oxygen in that this thing would get out of control. And I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we come back. It's in the book, and there'll be pictures in the book.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, what we're trying to do is save you a lot of time in engineering because we've already figured this out. And it took a couple of months to get it right. You know, trial and error and experimentation. And you know, when I, God bless you, when I was designing this with our son, you know, he wanted to have a bigger fire, but yet not one that would burn down the county if it got out of control. So literally, the fire pits are taller than anything that you would see in the marketplace. They're taller. But at the same time, you could put a commercially available grill, a steel wire grill on them that you would, like the same size as a Weber grill, okay? One that you could buy. Same grill fits our fire pit. And you can cook your dinner on the fire pit over a wood fire. And the idea was because it's 22 inches high and we provide wood for our campers that is much shorter than that, the wood does not stick out of the fire pit. And because of that, the likelihood of burning down the county is quite low. And then, so we have this steel fire pit with one hole drilled in it. Now, some people have seen steel 55-gallon drums with holes punched in the side to let air in. And the idea is they want, a larger flame to burn trash. Well, that's not what this is. This is designed to be a slow burn. And one of our campers was telling me that the fire pit that we designed, it'll burn all night. All night. He set a fire once when he first got here, and it didn't go out for a week. Or almost a week. And he thought that was kind of neat. So the idea is there are no holes around the perimeter of this. Except there's one hole in the bottom, a half-inch hole in the center of the bottom, and that's to drain the water out when if it rains and someone doesn't put the cover on it. But these fire pits come with a steel cover or a steel lid. You know how 55-gallon drums have a steel lid? Well, we leave that right by the fire pit. When so the camper can use it. Actually, it's on top of the fire pit to keep the rain from going in. Just lift off the lid and start your fire. And when you want to put it out, it takes 10 seconds. All you do is put the lid back on. That's it, period. You're done. That fire will go out within seconds. And it works. It really works very, very well. So you can do that. Now, these are heavy, heavy, heavy gauge. The thickness of the gauge of this metal is thicker than a Weber grill. If you go buy a grill, this is much heavier duty than that grill. And it'll last a long, long time. Another thing that we did was we dug an area under the fire pit to set it in the ground. And then we put gravel in the bottom of this excavation. It's just a few inches. Put gravel to drain the water out. And then we put a perimeter of gravel around the fire pit. You know, as Gwyneth was saying, 3 to 5 feet of dirt so that you don't set the area on fire. That's exactly what we did. But we didn't use 3 to 5 feet of dirt. We happened to have a few spare tons of gravel and crushed stone, limestone. And each piece is about the size of a quarter or a little larger. And we spread that around the fire pit. And it works great. Just wanted to share those thoughts. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's great. If somebody wanted to make a similar fire pit, if they could get an old oil drum and cut it in half, that would probably... It might be a little bit shorter, but it might be the approximate dimensions. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, Gwyneth, that's exactly what we did do, except they're not cut in half. But an oil drum is about that height. It's about 4 feet high. And if you were to cut it in half, you'd have two halves. You'd have the top half and the bottom half. And you turn the top half upside down, and you would have the equivalent of what we built, except instead of being about 30-something inches in diameter, it's about 20 inches. Well, about, 20 inches in diameter. So, yeah, that's exactly what we did. And the idea is it's a great container for a fire that's outside. It really is. Now, the reason we could have done that, Gwyneth, the reason we didn't use 55-gallon oil barrels is because the diameter was a little larger, and we thought if we do that, the fire is going to be a little bit bigger. And the idea of a campfire is you don't have to have a roaring, burning man kind of a fire. You just want to have a fire that keeps the mosquitoes away. You want to have a fire that keeps the wild animals away. And you want to have one to, you know, just sit and watch the flame and enjoy the presence of the fire. So that's what we built. And, you know, the larger the diameter, the more wood you're going to burn. However, I think it's a great idea, what Gwyneth is talking about. And that was one of the original thoughts that we had. But we decided to go smaller because at the time we were setting up our campsite, there was a drought, terrible drought. And it would be really easy to set the county on fire, if not the state. Yeah, and you're seeing fires everywhere. Canada, California, out west, fires everywhere. Now, is it carelessness? Is it recklessness? It's probably all of the above, and power lines that are overloaded, and catalytic converters, and cigarettes, and stupidity. And it's probably all of the above. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.